Chuck Plinus joins us from the Macomb Daily. Chuck, Datsyuk still out tonight?
He is out. He's probably out for another, I'd say, at least a week and a half.
Okay. So he's out. Zetterberg's out. Like, they've had the second most man games lost to injury with a lot of their top players. I guess you should compliment them just for staying in the race. But are the injuries catching up with this team? Do you think the 22-year streak is ending?
You know, I think the injuries are catching up to them. Tonight's going to be the big test. If they lose tonight, I think it's going to be next to impossible to do it. Because Babcock said after the Olympic break, they've got to go every three games, they got to win two out of three. And right now, with the way it shapes up, they got to go 9-7 the rest of the way. And if you look at their schedule, that's going to be pretty much, I mean, next to impossible to do so if they don't have these superstars back in.
So before the addition of Leguan, you know, you mentioned Datsyuk was out, Zetterberg, and Steven Weiss, the big free agent in the offseason. He's been out basically the whole year. Who has been plugging those holes for Mike Babcock's Detroit Red Wings?
The biggest hole that they filled was the young kid line with Sheehan, Yurko, and Tatar. But now Yurko has that fractured rib he suffered against Columbus, so he's out at least, you know, 10 to 14 days, possibly a month. So now that line's all broken. Now they got Tomo Polkanen up from Grand Rapids this year, who's got a great slap shot, but they've never seen him. It's going to be his first NHL game tonight against Edmonton.
With Datsyuk and Zetterberg out, Nyquist, I know, has come in, and he's put up some really big numbers since he's been recalled from this team. Who are the other guys that they're leaning on? Is it all the young guys now, Tatar and Nyquist? Are these guys Matt Babcock has to lead on down in this playoff push?
Well, they're really looking. Johan Frantz has got to be the guy that steps up. I mean, he's a very hit-miss, very streaky goal scorer, very streaky point collector. But since the injuries, he has been one that they've kind of rode his back on to be where they're at, and hopefully that keeps going for them. Him, you know, Dan Cleary's out. You know, Darren Helm, he finally skated today. Steven Weiss had the setback with the sports hernia because he's like battling some scar tissue. I guess it's a normal thing, but he still hasn't skated in close to 2 weeks. So and then Joachim Andersen with a broken foot. But it's unreal what's happening with these injuries.
It's incredible. You know, guys start being asked to play more minutes, and it seems that when that happens, the injuries creep into the game. They bring in Leguan. Right away, he's off to a good start with Franzen, who you mentioned has to step up, and Nyquist. Is this line still together tonight for the Oilers to try to contain?
No, they actually broke that. They got Leguan. Alfredson is now down to the fourth line because he's battling some kind of injury that they're not saying for sure. So, I mean, all the lines are really juggled up from top to bottom.
It's all over the place. Now, they bring in Leguan off from Nashville. They are pretty set at center with the three I mentioned, with Weiss and Zetterberg and Datsyuk. Is there a thought that the local guy that's played there, is from there, will re-sign in the offseason? That's Leguan?
Talking to him the first day he came in, it sounded like the fact that he really didn't talk any kind of contract extension with Nashville, and they never really approached him with either anything that was pretty substantial and or serious. It sounds like there's a good chance that he could resign here. It's going to be based on what kind of money the Wings want to spend, and he's very happy to be here. You know, he lives here in the off season, so I think it's something he'd definitely think about staying in the off season.
Chuck Plinus joins us. Chuck, Jimmy Howard only has 13 victories on the season. Mrazek hasn't won a game since he shut out the Oilers back in December. How is their goaltending being overall?
Well, quite honestly, the best guy is the guy of the turf, Jonas Gustafsson. He's got 15 wins, and now he's back on the shelf with another groin injury. So Jimmy Howard has not been – he's not stolen many games this year, which has kind of hurt them, and you can sense his frustration at times on the ice.
The defense obviously changed a lot when the big man left to retire. Nick Listrom, I'm wondering, you know, who is there any young players coming up that are – no one's going to replace Listrom, but who's kind of come in the last year and a half and kind of maybe helped to fill that void?
Well, Brendan Smith is the guy that they're really banking on. They did re-sign Jakob Kindle to a three-year deal, but he's been hit and miss. I mean, he's another healthy scratch tonight. And then Brian Lashoff is a guy that was in Grand Rapids, never thought he'd be up in the pros. He was up there last year for most of the season. So he's another guy that's filling up. But they got two young kids in Elmquist and I can't think of it. The other guy's name is I can't remember right now. But But Elmquist is a young kid that they're really banking on down in the minors.
Are the fans coming out still in Detroit?
Yeah. Tonight's going to be, Friday nights are usually tough, but tonight's going to be kind of interesting because of the Edmonton's not a real big draw around here anymore. But yeah, fans are still out. They still claim they're having sellouts, but if you look at the number in the stands, it's sold out for tickets that have already sold them. But it depends on who shows up to come to the game.
You know, a lot of people have been criticized Mike Babcock at times for, you know, he's had success, but he's always had great players around him to coach. I think he's actually a great coach still. He's had to put this team together with a lot of guys out. Is this maybe one of his better coaching years, that even though he may not make the playoffs?
I think it's by far his best here in Detroit, because he was the type of guy that liked to play the veterans. He really rode the veterans all the way through, and this year he's kind of had to change everything up with the amount of injuries and the amount of youngsters he's had to rely on. I mean, the Luke Glendenning is the fine example. He's like Chris Draper-like, but not there yet. But he's a major penalty killer for this team. So yeah, he's really entrusted those young kids.
Chuck, enjoy the game tonight. You mentioned it. It's pretty much a must-win for the Detroit Red Wings in that scenario, up against the 29th place Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, totally. If they don't win tonight, it's going to be, it'll reflect on the fans of how they're treated. And it's, I mean, they play Chicago on Sunday. They got Toronto next, and then Pittsburgh after that. So they've got to get at least 5 points out of these next 8.
Chuck, enjoy it. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.